Thank you so much for tuning in to the Let's Talk podcast. My name is Christopher, and I'm the Communications and Graphic Design Manager for the National Runway Safe Line, or NRS. At NRS, we operate the federally designated national communication system for youth who have run away, are experiencing homelessness, or who may be considering leaving home. For over 50 years, we have provided crisis support and resources for young people, families, and communities across the nation. I hope you learn as much as I do on this journey to elevate the voices of young people and youth-facing organizations as they share their stories and highlight the complexities and intersections witnessed by 4.2 million young people facing homelessness each year. It's National Runaway Prevention Month, and throughout November, we'll have a new episode of the Let's Talk podcast every Thursday. Today, I'm joined by National Runaway Safe Line CEO Susan Frankel. Welcome, Susan, and let's start with a quick introduction.
Thank you, Christopher. I'm so excited to be having this conversation with you today. My name is Susan Frankel, as you mentioned, and I am the CEO of the National Runaway Safe Line.
So you joined National Runaway Safe Line in 2019, so this is your third NRPM, correct?
Actually, in 2018. So my first National Runaway Prevention Month was November of 2018.
So this is your fourth NRPM. Tell me what's changed about NRPM since you've been at NRS.
There's so many ways it has changed. It's in so many exciting ways. So one, it's overall bigger and there's far more awareness. We have amazing participation from across the country with hundreds of partners. Our materials, our resources, our tools have just been expanded and more fully developed and are such incredible tools that can not only be used for National Runaway Prevention Month, but in many ways are so useful for around the year kind of operations and ideas and ways to engage your local communities. I think what is also so exciting is we've just really built the understanding and the recognition that National Runaway Prevention Month is such a key opportunity for all of our partners at the national, local, regional, whatever level to get engaged and use it as a way to really hold others in their communities more accountable for the issues facing young people who are experiencing homelessness or who have run away or experiencing crisis, but it's really opened so many paths for conversation, important dialogue, and an important focus on our conversations are important and good, but so is action. So how do we make a difference? How do we make change? How do we work together as a collective voice to ensure that what was happening in 2018 isn't the same thing that's happening in 2022. So that's one of the most exciting pieces, I really feel like, going into this year. Super excited just about the progress we've made.
There are so many exciting and innovative events that our partners put on across the country for National Runaway Prevention Month. One of my favorite activities that NRS does is the Thanksgiving dinner with the Cubs charities. And I actually get to participate this year, so I'm really excited about that. Do you have any favorite NRS NRPM events?
So I do love that event as well, right? That's that partnership with the Cubs, which has been going on for years and years, is such a great way for us to, again, connect with some of our local partners and really connect with young people in our own community here in Chicago. But I actually also really like Wear Green Day, and I know that that sounds like what a simple, maybe even in some ways it's kind of the silly part of NRPM, but I think I love that because people get so excited and engaged, and it's such a way to kind of really take a step and demonstrate your commitment and your awareness of how meaningful and impactful not only our words can be, but symbols can be. The color green is so symbolic of a place of hope and safety and a place to seek shelter or to seek support if it's needed. And for me, Wear Green Day is so incredibly symbolic of the meaning behind NRPM and the meaning behind really fundamentally why the National Runaway Safe Line exists.
I love Wear Green Day too, because there's layers to the participation, right? You could wear a green shirt or a green whatever, but for the past couple of years, the ways people participate has evolved. Last year, we had lots of staff who painted their nails green. We see people dressing up their pets or using special filters on Instagram to add cool effects to their photos and videos. I'm going to try to dye my hair green this year. It's really exciting. And I know I mentioned this before, but our partners get really creative in their campaigns. One organization shared that they'd actually be recording an album this year, which would feature young people doing poetry and making original music. Are there any events that our partners are doing this year that you're excited about? Aside from Wear Green Day, of course.
Aside from Wear Green Day, which we've already established, is definitely my favorite. I do have to confess, I'm not sure I'm brave enough to dye my hair green, but, you know, I'll give it some consideration, the nails for sure. But I also really love to see when we have different communities and our partners help to have buildings and different landmarks across the country light up green. And we have requested the White House to light up. We don't have a firm answer, so I'm not even sure I should be, you know, saying that here, but maybe this would push things along. But I think, again, just that notion that this collective voice comes together and uses this, what again feels maybe very symbolic, but it is so meaningful because it means like we are showing the world and we are showing all the young people out there that we're a place, we recognize you, we see you, and we want to be here for when you need us.
It is lovely seeing all of the green out in the world, knowing that it's a dedication to this wonderful cause. Same in the digital world, seeing everyone engage by using the hashtag NRPM 2022 or finding ways to feature the color green in their branding temporarily. It's so nice to see that level of engagement. How does an organization like NRS leverage what we learn from our partners during NRPM to inform future runaway and homeless youth programming?
Yeah, that's a really critical piece, right? How do we make it more than a day or a month or kind of these symbolic maybe gestures, if you will? Not that they are, but they certainly by some could be seen that way, right? I think that part of it is how do we do all of these great activities throughout the month. We host, you know, really critical conversations about prevention, bringing different people from all different kinds of entities, organizations, companies together to have those conversations. But I think the real work is, it really is about what do we do year round? You know, I feel like the November is that sort of moment to take the time and the energy and just say, hey, we are here. This is the work we are doing day in and day out. We want to tell you about it or tell the world about it, and we want to get more people involved. But the real work and the rolling up our sleeves is really what we're doing every single day to move those conversations to action. So how do we continue to engage but do a much better job on all different levels of having young people be a part of the conversation, young people influencing how we're making decisions, how we are developing the programming and addressing the needs that are out there. Young people from sort of all walks of life, young people with lived experience who are really going to be the best experts on where they are. I think it's also important for us to keep always thinking about how do we do, if it's not working today, then how do we do it differently tomorrow? How do we be innovative and creative? How do we make, you know, it's sort of cliche, but how does the tent get even bigger so that more and more people can fit under it to be or over it or around it to really be a part of making change and making difference? And I think the other piece that is so amazing is the effort and energy and commitment that National Runaway Prevention Month sort of brings out from those folks who are working day in, day out directly in their communities to provide services and support for youth who have run away or are experiencing homelessness or just are generally in crisis, because it's building on all of that collective activity, that collective commitment, and those innovative strategies that are going to be the most difference in ultimately and hopefully ending youth homelessness someday. One day.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, I think it's so important to include the youth voice as much as possible. I'll remind our listeners that if you're looking for ways to involve young people in your NRPM campaign and beyond, we offer a really great youth toolkit, which is full of simple and fun ways for young people to get involved. Now, we're a little less than a week into NRPM. Is there anything important that you want people to know as we continue on?
Being part of something like National Runaway Prevention Month, or making a difference or contributing to ending youth homelessness, or ensuring that young people just generally are safe and taken care of and have the love and support that they need, which is what all young people deserve. It doesn't have to be a huge grand gesture. It doesn't have to be Niagara Falls being lit green or the White House. It can be as simple as knowing that the young person who lives next door to you might just need a little extra help, or to know that you care about them, or to get involved, or to volunteer. It can just be these very, very simple gestures as well. So the biggest thing is find at least one way to make a difference in a young person's life.
For more information about National Runaway Prevention Month and to learn more about the events and resources we discussed today, visit 1-800-RUNAWAY.org/NRPM. Thanks for listening, and talk to you soon.